This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the T20 World Cup winning Indian men's cricket team at his residence in New Delhi. Indian cricket team captain Rohit Sharma, coach Rahul Dravid, along with players including Virat Kohli, Hardik Pandya, Surya Kumar Yadav and Jasprit Bumrah were present in the meeting. The Prime Minister interacted with the players where they shared the experiences. The Indian cricket team arrived in New Delhi this morning and they were given a grand welcome. The Indian men's cricket team has returned home from Barbados and what a fantastic return it has been. Just last Saturday, Team India clinched the T20 trophy in a thrilling finale against South Africa, securing their second T20 World Cup. The celebrations have been non-stop ever since. Early this morning, the champion team landed back home to a hero's welcome at the IGI airport in Delhi. The atmosphere was electric as fans gathered in large numbers, drumming and dancing, turning the airport into a festival of joy. Players led by the captain also joined in. The excitement continued to their hotel where Captain Rohit Sharma was seen cutting a cake at the hotel, adding to the amazing atmosphere. But the festivities did not stop there. In a special moment, the team met with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who had breakfast with them and praised them on their win. Following this, the squad is set to fly to Mumbai for an open bus victory parade. The Indian squad has since left the Mumbai, where the BCCI and Mumbai Cricket Association have planned a grand celebration for the champions. It has been tradition in Indian cricket team that victory parade and felicitation is organized in Mumbai for World Cup champions. This time also, BCCI and Mumbai Cricket Association has planned grand celebrations for T20 World Cup champions in Mumbai. After arrival in Mumbai, a grand victory parade is organized on Marine Drive from NCPA to Wankhede Stadium. Special open deck bus is being prepared so that the cricket fans can get glimpses of Indian team and World Cup. Later, team will be taken to Wankhede Stadium where team members and staff will be felicitated by esteemed guests. Victory parade and felicitation ceremony is open for public and Mumbai police has made elaborate arrangement for security and traffic. Police has requested the cricket fans to follow traffic instructions and security protocols. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Astana today. They discussed early resolution to remaining issues in the border areas. Both sides agreed to redouble efforts through diplomatic and military channels to that end. Dr. Jaishankar said respecting the line of actual control and ensuring peace and tranquility in the border areas is essential. He said the three mutuals, mutual respect, mutual sensitivity and mutual interest will guide the India-China bilateral ties. In United Kingdom, polling is underway across the country for the crucial general election to elect the new Prime Minister. Millions are expected to turn out to cast their votes, which began at 12:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 2:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, when exit polls will give a strong indication of the final result. Around 40,000 polling booths opened across the country at 7 a.m. local time as an estimated 46 million registered voters began turning out to mark a cross next to their chosen candidate on a paper ballot. Earlier, 44-year-old incumbent Prime Minister Rishi Sunak of the Conservative Party and 61-year-old Keir Starmer of Labour Party had wrapped up the poll pitches with contrasting messages. Sunak urging voters to not hand tax-raising Labour to supermajority and Starmer playing down the prospect of a landslide win for fear of a low turnout impacting the final outcome. Hamas has said that it has consulted with Qatari and Egyptian mediators to end the war with Israel in the Gaza Strip. In a statement, Hamas said that it has exchanged some ideas with the mediator brothers to stop the aggression against Palestinian people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement that Israel received Hamas' response from the mediators. He confirmed that Israel will study the Hamas response and will respond to it. In Assam, flood situation remains critical with over 16 lakh people reeling under the deluge across 29 districts. 8 more people lost their lives, taking the total number of flood-related deaths in the state this year to 46. 3 persons are reported to be missing. A total of 2,800 villages are affected and over 39,400 hectares of crop area has been damaged. Arunachal Pradesh is also grappling with floods following incessant rain since 29 of June. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.